Hare Krishna, we have some series of questions about donating from Gaur Nitai Das, and this is in our Varnashram category of questions, and they are Varnashram questions because part of the Varnashram duties are, especially of Grihasas, are to give. Of course, it's not just Grihasthas, we'll get to that in a minute. It's everybody's duty to give. It's just a question of how much, and what. And the basic principle is conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is saying, Sarva Dharma Amparityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Now you just give everything up and surrender to me. So what everything is may vary according to circumstance. Krishna also, either Krishna or Sandipani Muni, I can't remember which one, says prana artha diya vacha, that it's the duty of every disciple to serve spiritual master and to serve Krishna with his prana, life, artha, wealth, diya, words, diya, intelligence, vacha, words. So these are the four ways, and this instruction and mood comes across throughout Shastra. Because ultimately, wherever we are in life, whether we're brahmacharis and sannyasis, we are meant to be giving the whole life. Vanaprasthas give the rest of their life. Sannyasis, grihasthas, they may be giving their life, but in a different way, because they can't give their life as moving into an ashram. But that everyone should be fulfilling Krishna's requirement. And there are so many different some questions that may arise in that. Ultimately, Krishna both knows what Sarva Dharma Parityajya means for different people in different circumstances, and he knows whether we're meeting those criteria or not, because he's everywhere, he's in our hearts, he knows every situation, and of course ultimately Krishna is the one that's giving. So we need to satisfy him. Gaur Nitai's first question is, well, what if someone can't, if they're just sort of making ends meet, then can they do something else other than give money? And the answer is sure. That's why it says prana artha diya vacha. Someone can render service in which they're using their intelligence. That service may mean that they're either washing pots, doing deity worship, cooking for the deities. They can be preaching vacha. They can be preaching on Krishna's behalf, and then there are so many obvious ways and venues for doing that. And Krishna knows. Krishna knows what it is that we should be doing or can be doing. And ultimately, he's the one who's going to be liberating us. It's not going to be an institution. It's not going to be anyone who's counting the hours we serve, the money that we donate, but ultimately Krishna needs to be satisfied, and there's no way of really pulling anything over on him. So prana artha diya vacha. And then he asks another question, well, what about in your will? If during your life you're not giving everything, but in your will you leave your house or some other assets that you have to the institution, is that satisfactory? And it may or it may not be. Once again, it depends on are we meeting Krishna's criteria? Is it an honest approach that we're doing, or is it just a token? Are we giving some kind of token gesture that doesn't really fulfill the need? Devotees can talk to their counselors, their temple authorities, their senior Vaishnavas to see, well, does it really make sense what I'm proposing? Ultimately, when we're leaving this world, then 50% to family, 50% to ISKCON is a good division. How that fares with what's happened throughout the rest of our life. Anyway, I've commented on that earlier. And are there obligatory forms of donation, like Guru Dakshin, or obligatory amounts or numbers? Well, Guru Dakshin, at least in my understanding, in an institution, really means giving to the institution through the spiritual master. The spiritual master should be taken care of by the institution. Of course, that's another topic. That's not necessarily always happening everywhere. If it can't happen, then I think that's acceptable. If it can happen, and it's a sign of independence on the guru, well, Hare Krishna, then that's a topic for another podcast. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his Swalikita Jivani, sort of autobiography, he mentions how he supported his Diksha Guru, and the Diksha Guru appreciated that and quoted some Shastra, although the verse itself is not in the letter. Manusamhita, however, does, in duties of householders, say that householders should maintain their spiritual master, which generally in the context would mean the local Kula Guru, the village Guru, spiritual master who's situated in one place, and they ensure that his maintenance is taken care of. So aside from the Guru Dakshin that we usually hear of, which is at the time of initiation, someone gives Guru Dakshina, then there are these other sort of forms of donating. And other things for the society, well, of course, there's so many different projects globally that one can give. There are international projects like TOVP that Srila Prabhupada wanted everyone to participate in. Then there may be local projects which have different priority, just like in Hungary, our priority is to try and encourage devotees to donate to set up a Nitya Seva, and of course that is a really practical and desired thing over there. It's our top priority. How much is Krishna satisfied with? Well, Prabhupada certainly uses this 50% figure. And is that 50% of net? Is it 50% of gross? Is it 50% of profit of a company? Ultimately, it's 50% of what Krishna wants. But very often we'll find that even that's difficult. In Hungary, for instance, we've at least requested 10%, and this sort of 10% tithing is something that's used by other religious organizations, and in my humble opinion, it would really be a sort of a requirement to be a member for membership, that someone's actually a member of an organization when they're doing something for an organization. So that's why we see in different types of organizations, be they clubs or societies, there's a membership fee. And of course, we don't want to say that there's a membership fee for chanting Hare Krishna, but anyone can chant Hare Krishna in terms of being a member. agenda of the Krishna consciousness movement, that's something that the GBC is talking about. Should there be a membership fee, and what that is. But in the ultimate issue, once again, as I started in the beginning, Krishna knows. Krishna has to be satisfied. It's not going to be the institution that's going to be taking us back to Godhead. It's not going to be department or department head, but ultimately it's Krishna. Aham tam sarva papebhyo. But Krishna's satisfied that we've done what we need to do for the institution, for the temple, for Śrīla Prabhupāda, and so on. And that's how. And if Krishna's satisfied, and it may be very little, or it may be a lot, but whatever Krishna's satisfied with, whether it's prana, artha, diya, vacha, if he's satisfied, then you're guaranteed aham tam sarva papebhyo, because he says masuchaha, don't worry. But it shouldn't be a token. Hare Krishna.